Foundational Arts Media.
A fan podcast.
Run it back. All right, running it back. We're good.
This is the cold open.
Running
it.
No.
This is the cold open. You're checking it out. Shadow Money Wizard Gang. We love casting spells.
Casting spells.
Dear spirits, this is. Hold up. Wait.
Run it back.
All right. It.
Back.
Run.
It.
Back.
Run.
It. I pointed at myself. Dear spirits, this program is intended for a more hallowed haven. For all the young ghouls at home, please be advised. Hello, I'm your spacefaring dungeon master, Jericho Dizon. I have a player in the stars.
Hello, spiritual audience. My name is Paul Zachariah, and I will be playing the rapscallion, Mr. Hall.
And I have a player in the cosmos.
Hi, my name is David Kessler, and I am playing Durgash the Diseased. We're talking super tetanus. We're talking super hemorrhoids. We're talking a lot of super things.
And together, we'd like to welcome you back to the fun show, where we're
making it up as we go.
Go!
That's the fun show. Damn. Last time on Odyssey by Magic, our lovely adventuring party decided to head to the Skophos Mountains, to the heart of the world, to forge a Nyx Collector. After a tale of hijinks, super tetanus, philosophical ghouls, and a heating pad, they found themselves at the forge.
What made them philosophical?
They were, I was asking them, why are we here?
Oh, okay, yeah.
At the forge. My God, I lost my train of thought.
I'm sorry.
They were at the forge. Serenesis informed them that they did not have the three pieces. So for our lovely dungeon people, their worst nightmares had been realized. They had gone the wrong way.
The left way.
A way. Who way? Master.
Wow.
But we find them now at Perforos' forge. You see that it is a terrarium and aquarium mixed in a forge. What do you guys do? Serenesis is with you. Serenesis explains, we can go back if that seems like something that seems to be right. We can discover. I don't know. We made it all the way here, but what do you think?
Well, I don't know. This place seems pretty safe, so No, we should still stay together. I think we kind of need to go back.
So, upon measuring the distance, it's 230 feet.
Each square is 10 feet.
Yes. You set the scale on it correctly, correct?
I'm going to see.
Because I've got a thing measured out that says 23 squares is 230 feet.
Yeah.
Which is, I think, within range of Dimension Door.
Do you want a Dimension Door to the start?
I measured the distance to the three-pronged option, but the answer is yes. And because I'm just going to double-check the spell here, any other spot within range, you arrive at exactly at the spot desired, can be a place you can visualize it, or one you can describe by stating distance and direction. So I state the distance and direction, and
go ahead and give me a... I will allow it to happen, but you would have to. The spell describes that you have to be able to visualize it, right?
So there are a couple options. It says it can be a place you can see, one you can visualize, or one you can describe by stating distance and direction. such as 200 feet straight downward or upward to the northwest at a 45 degree angle 300 feet.
I would have to ask you though, would Mr. Hall be that inquisitive being like, we traveled, the entrance is 45 degree, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'll allow you to do it if you're able to give me a strong
so hit. I could tell you that while sailing the Siren Seas, mm-hmm. he worked very closely with Mr. Yarrow, his navigator, to decide courses of action, courses plotted just for traveling along the seas. He's been taught how to keep track of where he's going and what direction is north. He can keep well track of, like, orientation.
However, that is beholden on the fact that you are able to see the sun and you are used to doing open seas. You are in a dungeon.
Sure, sure.
So fine. I'm saying I'm allowing it to happen. You would just need to roll a strong history check. So that you're able
that's
to...
that's how you want
to
do it.
To visualize it. Either do history or perception.
I'll take the history check.
Serenesis is going to cast Bless on you.
So that's a plus four?
She does...
Plus D4?
Yeah, a D4.
LOL.
Oh, wait, no. No, you can't bless a check. Never mind.
Well, Phoebe's helping me.
Phoebe is helping you.
God dang. Okay, history check is going to be 16.
16?
Yep.
You are able to visualize. You visualize the last thing that you remember fairly well, and you visualize the Sphinx.
Yeah,
at the door.
Yeah.
So you were able to make it back.
Specifically the Sphinx?
The Goddess Sphinx at the okay. corner of the entrance.
Gotcha.
So you're able to make it all the way back.
Okay.
It is here now that you are now beset back to having two paths. You have the middle and you have the right.
Okay. So I think the first thing I need to do, even potentially before I do that, I only have one casting of Dimension Door. Everybody else would have to like walk back except for one person. Is mm-hmm. that...
Would no. I was going to say, does a short rest help you?
A short rest does. I can gain 2 level 4 spell slots back in a short rest.
Well, then...
Do you want to do a short rest then?
Yeah, I was... Yeah.
Are you going to do a short rest at the terrarium, or are you going to do
it... In the terrarium aquarium.
Okay, I need you to roll 6d12s.
Okay. Number one. Oh. Fuck.
Right even before out the gate. I love this for everyone involved.
I love this for everyone too. I'm so sorry.
Ooh. Oh man, hold up. Let me see. I think I'm beep 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 beep.
What if we rolled all of them now to see if it's just one big encounter?
So okay. That's a 6.
I rolled another one.
Oh no.
Oh, okay. So okay.
A 4. So that's 4 rolls now.
I rolled another one.
Oh, so that's 3. Okay.
And then roll 7. So
all right, so 3 things happen. 3 of them. So 3. Okay.
Wild. Just wild, man.
Hey, it was bound to happen.
It was about time.
It was bound to happen. As you guys are sitting in this terrarium, you guys feel something slimy kind of come your way.
Oh.
You see that, hold up, a black pudding drops from the ceiling, and you see on the sides here steaming as they jump out. You have, I believe, 2 these mechanic steel gargoyles make their appearance known to you.
Oh man.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh.
And you rolled 3 ones, right?
3. Yep.
Absolutely brutal. Oh, yeah, that is all that you can see.
Okay. I'm assuming you want to...
Go ahead and roll initiative. I'm so sorry. I should have said something.
You're good.
I was like, ooh. Are you serious? You got to roll natural 1?
Yeah.
Dude. Yeah, I'm rolling for 50. This is brutal. This is absolutely brutal.
This is not great, dude.
This is fully not great.
A lot better than I did.
Dude, this is not...
I got a nat fucking 20 on my initiative.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, dude. That's great.
Thank God.
You go first for sure. Let me just get everything Ready to go. Bum, bum, bum. Yeah, poor gang. Poor gang. For sure.
Way to start off.
Actually crazy way to start off the episode. We're going to see. I'm going to have.
Let's rest. We can't rest.
I was waiting for one of you.
Big time on me. We should have just walked back through the ice. Through the slippery.
Yeah.
All right. So.
What the fuck is this? I see the two fucking golems, but the other thing is the.
Black pudding?
Yeah.
Yep.
Fucking venom.
Hmm. Oh, that smells so bad, that pudding. The proof is in it, though.
Wow, that's crazy. Fire. That I got that. Dang. And it has a... I can't believe that.
I
rolled
I
a 19
take...
on the die, minus 3, becomes a 16.
Oh, jeez, man.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, my God.
Jeez.
This is not...
This is a tough one.
I don't know what you're talking about. Everything's fine.
This will be... All right. 25 through 20.
20. Nat.
A nat 20. Okay, Durgash is definitely going first. Okay. I'm going to roll for Skeev and Cerenesis. Skeev, Silver. Okay. 16. Okay. 15. 7. All right. Gash, 25 through 20. Nope. No dice. 19 through 15.
Phoebe would have a 19.
All right. Phoebe. Nice. Then it's 2... Gargoyle, and then that one, and then
technically, yes, I rounded out with a 3.
You rounded out, you rolled a natty one. That's so true. These are things that are happening, and then
I fell asleep right away, and everything just showed up.
Absolutely, actually, awful.
What's going on?
And then, yeah, and then, all right, top of the round is Durgash. Durgash, you are up first. You see that these two large lumbering steel gargoyles made of that same steel of the Gynosphinx that was too is heading your way. But next to you is this black viscous pudding that seems to slowly, like a symbiote, kind of crawl towards you.
Ooh, okay, so I'm on the opposite side, so I think I'm just going to go for one of the golem. I'm going to go for the golem on the western side there.
Yes, so
or
you're going to...
Eastern side?
Eastern side, so you're going to make your way that way.
No.
That's... Way. Okay, so I was right. Yeah, never eat...
Western soccer. Side, my bad.
So I was right.
Yep, no, I got to...
All right.
No, the other side.
Who's on okay. first?
Durgash.
Yes, and then I'm going to go ahead and just start this fucking... shit off. Gonna go and hit a fighting spirit, and then I'm going to go action surge.
Go crazy.
Go fucking crazy.
You pull out your crossguard saber, lights with this red blaze.
23 for the first one.
Absolutely hits.
That is a 21 for the second one. 23 for the third one. And a 15 for the fourth.
Anything below 15?
Nope.
That hits. Oh, they all hit.
That all hits.
Yeah. Go crazy.
Okay. All right. Cool.
Chop his head off.
Beat him. His head. Fight Chop his face. His Eat his face, bro.
Steal his identity by eating his face.
Oh, damn, that sucked.
F, bro.
That is 55 damage.
55 damage?
Yeah, dog.
You take this gargoyle and you just fucking cleave it. You just cleave the shit out of it.
Sheesh.
It is smashed to bits and pieces.
You know, the funny thing is I forgot that I wanted to use my great weapon master. So that was just normal.
That was just normal. That was nasty. Just normal. You Ooh. Cut and cleave through and absolutely like tear this metal carapace to pieces as it falls over, laying slumpless. Done. With that, it is going to be Phoebe's turn. Oh. Is Phoebe constituted?
Well, I think I spent 10 minutes to like...
That's fair. I'll allow it.
To do a ritual spell before resting, but...
That's fair. I'll allow it.
Fair enough.
I'll say that first 10 minutes when you used it and then the black pudding came.
Finish. Oh, damn it. So Phoebe's just going to do a magic stone.
Is that Gollum still up?
No, Gollum's gone. Okay, he's dead. God. He's dead.
Phoebe's going to roll magic stone on the pudding for some bludgeoning damage, potentially. That's an 11 to hit.
Does not... For the pudding?
Yeah, the pudding.
Yes, that hits.
All right, sick. So the pudding will take... That's, what, 6 bludgeoning damage? That's Phoebe's turn.
Yeah. And 6 bludgeoning damage?
Yep.
Good. You throw it, it explodes. This black pudding recoils, but then reforms as it... Looks very ominous and very scary and not fun. With that, it is Mr. Hall.
Is it Mr. Hall?
Nope.
No, it's not.
However.
Better not be. About that. Bump, salt, robot, check it out now.
Does 17 hit you?
Yes. Me?
Yes.
Yes, yes. 17 hits
me. And then, all right. Mr. Hall.
Is anything else attacking me?
Mr. Hall, you feel a budge as you take...
Reaction, silvery barbs.
What's your AC?
AC's 15.
AC's 15? And your silvery barbs, is that the minus 6? No, that's cutting words. It's reroll, right?
Reroll, yeah.
All right.
Disadvantage.
One of these...
Impose disadvantage on a creature who just succeeded a roll.
Yes.
Do you get to do advantage to something else?
Yeah, right? Yeah. I'm going to give you advantage.
It rolled a 14. Does that miss?
That does. Yeah.
Okay, so you only take 9 bludgeoning damage as you get... Right. You feel this force to your side. And, yeah.
Sick.
You see it.
Oh, wow. And then, ouch. Man, I'm going to have to mend that later.
But with that, it is the only stone...
This is my best shirt.
It is the only stone gargoyle left.
It's my only shirt.
He's going to make his way... He flies over. He does. Hold up. Yeah. 1, 2, 3. Yeah. He flies over to you, Mr. Hall.
Mm-hmm.
Because he can't make it to Durgash.
Oh, no.
And is going to attack you.
Okay.
Gonna attack. Miss. The claws will hit, though, with a synthetic 20.
Yep. Those will for sure hit.
He only does 3 damage. I rolled a 1 on the die. Nice. So that's it. That's his turn. Then, with that, it is going to be the pudding's turn.
The pudding. You said 3 damage, right?
Yes.
Okay.
What else attacked you earlier?
What did I take damage from? I already forgot.
Oh.
I don't know.
Uh-oh.
Something hit you.
Uh-oh.
I think it was the pudding.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, it was definitely the pudding.
All right. It is going to try to hit you.
Okay.
So it makes 1 attack. Rolls a nat 1. F. You go and you like shimmy and it digs it. And
shimmy,
it doesn't do
shimmy,
anything.
Yeah.
Shimmy shimmy ya, shimmy ya, shimmy ya. With that though, Skeeve. Skeeve is going to go and seeing the pudding is going to shoot at it.
Okay.
That's what I like to see. 15 plus 7, 22, 22. David, can you roll 4d6 plus 4 as he shoots his blaster?
Wow. That was like mid.
That's a 15 total.
15? You see the pudding recoils as Skeeve shoots, and then he's going to bonus action hide. 19 on the die. I'm not even going to add that. He's just out of sight.
Oh, damn. Out of mind.
Yup. And then it is Serenesis' turn. Serenesis is going to have pull up, once again, the spiritual weapon. You see that she constitutes this, and she's going to swing at the gargoyle next to you.
Okay.
8 to this. She misses with a 2 on the die.
No.
Absolutely brutal. Absolutely heartbreaking. It is what it is, though.
Thanks for your help.
Serenesis gives a thumbs up, and this person is gone. Mr. Hall, it is your turn at the bottom of initiative.
Yeah, huzzah.
Incredible.
Wonderful.
Wunderbar.
So I'm going to use my bonus action to shillelagh, force imbuement, and then I'm going to bonus, well, not bonus action, I just use that regular action green flame blade on the ooze, I think.
On the ooze?
Yeah. Okay. So roll the hit for... All right, plus 9, so that'll be 17.
That will hit.
17.
Is that a melee attack?
Yes, this is a melee attack. It's going to be energy damage, I believe, poison damage, and then fire damage.
You take 8 points of acid.
I take 8.
As you hit this, the pudding flecks off, and it hurts you.
Ouch.
Fortunately, though, your weapon is magical, so... That's be thankful because it would have been worse. All right.
15 and then. So 24 damage on the pudding.
24 damage. Yep. Absolutely brutal. Nice. You are cleaving into this thing, chopping it up. The cards are like partly dissolving, but your magic's able to kind of hold through, hold on.
And then the mech. Or the...
Gargoyle?
Yeah, the gargoyle, sorry, will take 7 fire damage.
7? Good.
And that's my turn.
Perfect. With that...
Hey!
It is, once again, top of the round. Durgash, you are up first.
I am going to go ahead and head over to the pudding. I'm going to go over to that pudding.
Perfect. It's going to go...
Perfect. And then I'm going to go ahead and make 2 attacks on it. One with advantage, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Durgash has advantage from Silvery Barb.
And this one will be a great weapon.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever the fuck. Oh, that is so fucking
good. The 2-hand?
1-hand. Because I got my shield. Oh, that is a 21.
That will hit.
And then the second attack is a 15.
That will also hit. You also end up taking... You end up taking 5 points of acid damage.
5 points. Perfect. Sorry, I'm trying to figure out the math here. Sorry. 32 damage.
32 damage?
Yeah.
Absolutely wrecking this thing. It's on death's door.
I rolled such shit, too.
You just run the fade, completely cutting this thing a new one. However, Phoebe, it is... Phoebe's turn.
Phoebe's turn. Phoebe's going to do like a little loop-de-loop, flying style, and whip another magic stone, a little card at the puddin'.
Good.
That'll be a 21 to hit.
A 21?
Yeah.
Good.
And then that'll be 9 bludgeoning damage.
The pudding fades as it extinguishes and it is dead. All right. Perfect. You guys see, here, I'm going to say Cyrenesis is probably somewhere here. Just to make sure. All right, go ahead and make me a strength save.
Strength save? 14.
14? I'm going to have this. Making a post. Got an 18 on the die, plus his 3 strength. All right. With that, you are going to take 10 points of bludgeoning damage, and you get pushed into the water.
Oh.
By who? What the fuck?
Oh.
Cool, I'm going to use my unscarred resilience to negate some of that damage.
Negate some of that. Does a 21 hit you, Mr. Hall?
21 will hit me.
Go ahead and make a strength save.
Silvery Barbs.
I rolled an 8 plus 3 is enough to negate all that damage.
13.
13 will not hit.
13 will not hit.
And
good.
And then I give Durgash advantage again.
Good.
With the Silvery Barbs. Man, going through resources crazy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy. All right, there we go. And... It's just going to
all be... this for 2 level 4 spell slots.
Worth it.
Worth it.
Better to not go through that fucking slippery super tetanus.
Yeah.
True.
I'm going to have to ask
slippery tetanus.
Friend.
Yeah.
Hold up. Just got to make sure something. Got to make sure something funny.
Where did the ooze go?
It's dead. Killed him. Oh, it's shit. Dead. That'd be gone. That'd be gone.
We finally got it.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Alrighty.
Yeah, no, you're just in the water.
Okay.
You are just in the water. All good. But you are inside now.
Mm.
With that, it is the gargoyle is going to make two attacks at you. And it's going to swing at you.
Do your worst.
Hopefully he actually does it. He does. 14 does not hit you.
Nope.
And that will also not hit you. You're just nice. Blocking this. This gargoyle seems super imposing, but you're Mr. Hall. You've seen worse. You're like, okay, all right, random person. Absolutely.
We used to use these for training back on the islands.
That the Skeeves is going to pop out, and you see him shoot at something.
Skeeve!
He's going to do it with his advantage, though.
Shoot! Shoot!
He misses.
No, Skeeve, no.
Skeeve does not make. But with that, we are now Serenesis using her. She's also going to swing in the air.
Serenesis, you got
at
this.
At disadvantage.
Please, I'm scared for my life.
2 sevens. She makes.
Yes.
She swings at something. You don't. Like.
Are they back in the hallway over there?
They're back in the hallway, but they're spiritual weapons somewhere in this room. It's okay. it's slashing. Gotcha. It's just doing wide swipes in the air.
Okay.
And this thing takes damage.
Shit.
You don't know what it is though. You don't know where it is. But it takes
the gargoyle? Damage. Not the gargoyle.
Not gargoyle. It
just somewhere. Serenesis else in
swiped
the room
at something.
Here.
Mr. Hall, it's your turn.
Okay. We gotta finish the gargoyle, so I'm just gonna attack with green flame blade, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to let's start with that. Okay, that'll be a 23 to hit.
Absolutely.
Okay. So D8s. Matt Kings. Okay, and then wrap it up. So that's 33 damage in total for the first hit, and then the flame will jump to whatever's out there.
Go ahead and give me a random.
Is it 5 feet from the gargoyle or no?
I'm gonna say
it can only jump 5 feet.
It is.
Okay.
So go ahead and roll that damage.
That'll be 8 fire damage for whatever we haven't
seen
yet.
You just see something alight on fire, but then it extinguishes.
Oh.
So we could have seen it for just a moment.
For just
a moment.
The
gargoyle with 33.
The gargoyle is still chilling.
Okay.
It's hurt. It's on Dez's door for sure. But Durgash, it's the top of your turn.
How far away am I from the thing that lit up?
You're 40. No, you're sorry. I'm so sorry. You're 30 feet, but you're in the water, remember?
Mm. All right. I'm just going to unsling the bowcaster and fire twice at it then.
Fire twice. Go ahead and roll with disadvantage.
Disadvantage, yep.
General.
One of them is just with regular.
Advantage. Straight. One straight. Absolutely.
So here's first one with disadvantage. Oh, I
rolled 10. But you have advantage from, or did you already use that?
I've not. I'm going to use it on the second roll.
Gotcha.
That one is a 15.
That will hit.
And then the regular one, that's an 8.
The first shot hit. Roll damage.
Oh, sweet. That is 4 damage.
Nice.
You're just like randomly shooting at the air.
They can't
be
winners.
You see, like, there's a part where it hits something, and you see the blaster shot like explode, or you know.
Okay.
But you don't know what that is. It is Phoebe's turn.
Phoebe's turn. Magic stone again on the gargoyle.
Wait, can I have gotten just stepped up?
Mm-hmm.
Out
you
of
use
it?
Your half your movement to step up since you're like right there.
Yeah.
Natural 20 for Phoebe.
Nat 20 for Phoebe. How does she, go ahead and roll. I'm almost positive though she got it.
So one is max, and then
yeah.
So six plus then the max would be 11, right?
Yeah.
So 6 plus 11, 17.
Yeah, she 6 plus 11 is 17. Oh my God, I heard 16. I'm dumb.
You're right.
Me too.
You see
that Phoebe explodes the chest.
Phoebe
of this
explodes.
Gargoyle, and then it caves in and crumples over. And it is dead.
Hey, way to go, Phoebe.
Is now.
Where the heck is this thing?
This thing. And you see that it.
We don't see it.
You don't see anything.
Okay.
Nothing happens.
Nothing bad ever happened.
Investigation check or maybe a perception. Are we out of combat or no?
Go ahead.
Kinda sorta. Okay.
I'll have Serenesis roll
Phoebe's helping
insight.
Me.
Yeah. Phoebe can help you.
Okay, okay.
I'm gonna have Serenesis roll insight. Skeev giving help action.
Perception check. That's gonna be 5.
My passive is 17 again.
Please.
With the 17, you're not able to capture much, but I'll say with an 18 insight on Serenesis' part, she believes that whatever is, I think she thinks fled. Cause there's no like it should have struck by now. And okay. You guys are out of combat. And you guys have a short rest.
Yay, short rest.
All right.
Honestly, that went better than the super tetanus. Like 100%, that absolutely. Went much better absolutely. Than super tetanus. So I have enough to get, I think I have enough to get everybody over to the initial fork in the road without having to go through super tetanus again.
Yeah. Mm. Are we at a good break point?
Oh, that's a great question. The answer is yes.
Perfect. I need to get my fucking charger. I have 2% left on this.
Hold.
On hold.
Thumbs
up.
We're good.
You guys, Dimension Door, back to the beginning. You find yourselves all. You guys find yourselves.
You.
Yeah, you find yourselves.
We find ourselves.
Yeah.
Oh, lovely. Oh, my God.
At the start.
I understand myself.
Who am I?
And
to a greater depth.
And I think that's all of my level 4 castings, I think. I maybe have like 2 slots left.
That's totally fine. You guys are met with the 2 other routes. Where go?
Yeah. Durgash.
Yeah.
You want to take point on this one?
Yeah, I got you.
All right, you're taking the lead. Where are you going? There's the middle. There's the right. And, yeah.
There we go.
Well, I see a big sort of booger sploosh there, and I kind of don't want to do that. So I feel like center is, you know, we're probably going to have to go there anyway. Let's take the booger sploosh now so that we just get that out of the way.
Booger sploosh now?
Yep.
All right.
Sploosh now.
I slap Durgash on the ass and cast guidance.
Cool.
I'm not going to just run through the booger sploosh. I will go up to it and sort of check it out. Maybe stick my pinky in there. Just the tip of my pinky goes in. Just a little bit of my pinky.
All right. You take 2 acid damage.
Yep. Not good. Not good. This isn't good stuff.
As it goes. But you see that it's this like acidic slime that is just hanging here.
Can I just like try and clear it away with my saber?
Is it actually slime?
Go ahead and attack it.
Oh, all right. That is a
D4?
12. Oh, right. D4. 14.
I'll say you're able to kind of swipe away at it a little bit, and it is pretty, like, you're able to clear out a pretty good chunk of it.
Okay.
I think for the rest of your party, you're able to just clear it with a simple acrobatics check.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
Well, that is 2 10-foot squares, right?
Yeah.
I can just long jump 20.
Yeah, you can fully long jump over.
Yeah. Whew. Peace.
You long jump. Skeev just crawls up the wall. and over. He's a little rat man. Serenesis. Sick acrobatics. Skeeves holding his hand out to help her.
Okay.
11. Oh. Mm. 18. There you go. She jumps and she clears.
I'm like, oh, wait. Oh, shit. I jump back and I go grab Lilu.
You go grab Lilu. She goes for the uppies.
Uppies.
You grab and then you just fully just jump over.
Yep. I'm going to try to I know I tried it earlier, but shape water, just move the slime out of the way.
Go ahead and give me an arcana. Just your ability to finesse the magic, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Arcana, that'll be 7.
No, unfortunately, you try to move it out of the way, it moves, but it's remember, you're always standing in standing water.
Yep, it immediately slimes back, so yeah. I'll go for a jump.
Go ahead and make me an acrobatics.
That'll be 14.
14. Yeah. With a 14, you're able to make it through. Not crazy hard, especially with Durgash helping you away. You guys are walking down this hall. Go ahead and roll me a d12.
Can you do this? I rolled snake eyes last time, so.
5. 5? Yep.
Interesting. You're okay.
He didn't. Oh. Mind.
We're okay.
Okay.
You're okay.
We're okay.
All right. Down in front of you, you see that there is a...
Hey, Nick. Oh, Nick.
Yo. That there's two paths. There's one to your left and then a little bit ahead, one to your right. Where do you want to go?
You know, I think let's go to the right this time. Let's keep this...
You want to go right?
Let's keep this trend going.
Okay.
All right.
Double back.
I like that.
If we need to.
I'll be back anyway.
I would like to sort of... keep being aware and of traps and such.
You can be a little bit more precarious, but that
I've got a bag of like 1,000 little the steel balls,
uh-huh.
And I'm just like throwing one every so often, seeing if it sets anything off.
Remember, you're in standing water, so you throw a steel bead into standing water, it just like floats across.
I mean.
A steel bead?
Steel bead?
The little tiny ball bearings?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It floats?
Yeah, it floats. It's so tiny.
But, all right.
Okay. Yeah.
You guys make it away.
So then I stop doing that.
You guys.
Okay.
Make your way. In front of you is a door. This door is a large iron-bound oak door, swollen by the dampness and difficult to open. You will have to have, it's like just hard. Someone give me an athletic, like, Durgash, if you want to try to open the door,
yeah,
just give me
I
a strength
check.
Or
so.
Slap him on the ass again. Guidance.
Sweet. That is a 23.
Nice. 23? Perfect. You budge the door open.
Yeah.
It's easy. What you see in front of you, suspended from the ceiling by unbreakable wires,
whoa,
are 9 silvered glass spheres. They're about 2 feet in diameter, and they have like weird swirly tings inside them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Those wires definitely look unbreakable. Just by looking at them,
Skeeve,
I can
tell. Skeeve says, in my time of breaking and tripping wires in my past, that's an unbreakable one.
Never have I seen a more unbreakable
wire. But of course, only Mr. Hall hears that. All you're just...
Yeah. All right, gang. I got nothing. We should turn back, and there's probably nothing here. So
let's turn back.
I was joking. I was hoping that you would
Skeeve shoots one. Skeeve, roll a
d10.
For Skeeve.
For Skeeve. Roll for Skeeve.
Oh, d10.
Yes.
D10.
Roll for Skeeve. All right.
5.
Yeah. There you go.
This, you see it cracks open. And just like a bunch of poop falls out and a key.
A key?
I press the digitate the key and then I grab it.
Okay. Do you what next?
Hey, wait.
Do you think there's keys in other ones? Do you think they're all got prizes in them?
Serenesis goes for the door, tries the door.
The door further on or the door to go back?
The door to go back.
The one door.
Okay. Does it look like there's a keyhole for that?
Mm-hmm. Okay. There's a keyhole.
I put the key.
You put the key?
No good.
No good. Toss the key out.
I guess we got to find more keys.
That key could be useful for later. No, no, don't throw it.
I didn't throw it away. I just
Skeeve shoots another one. Psh! You hear in his head? I don't know. I'm just improvising. Go ahead and roll me a D8.
Two.
All right. You see what appears to be a data pad. Falls. And another key.
Okay. I'm going to plug the data pad into my shield to look over eventually.
It is. Do you want to look at it now or later?
I feel like it might.
You look over that now. We'll keep working on stuff here.
I look at that.
You realize that this is a data pad for the spell Fear. So, something that you just tap.
Ooh, like a spell scroll.
Spell
kind
scroll.
Of
spell scroll. Yep.
While so it's a one use.
It's a oneer. Yep.
Okay. While he does that, I hand the key to Serenesis and I take out my the bowcaster and I shoot the other one.
Go ahead and roll me another D8. She tries the door again. No dice.
An 8.
An nice. 8. This sphere opens and a key and a ring drop. And all of you just hear, "Stop. Before you put me on, I confer the following powers upon my wearer. Invisibility, haste, immunity to charms, fly once per day, detect magic, and one wish. I also provide the benefits of protection and spell turning. The only drawback is once a year, I permanently eat a small part of your life. I must be warned before I can leave this room. Merely carrying me away is not possible. If I'm ever removed from my wearer's finger, all my powers are lost. So you must decide right now who will wear for me forever."
Your powers are lost forever?
Yes.
So,
Durgesh, now might be a good time to tell you, I'm actually pretty old. Not as old as you in reference to, like, when we lived.
Okay.
But, like, I did live for, like, almost 300 years.
Oh, fuck.
Before I got taken out. I don't know exactly what your lifespan is. I never actually met any orcs during my time in all those 300 years.
It depends, because I'm not entirely sure if I'm entirely orc anymore.
Right. But, yeah, I'm confused about that too.
Yeah,
as far as
that's permanently eating your life. Ring. How much you every year you
I
take some life
Lumos.
Stuff? How much do you know? How much of that you take?
A small portion, merely a decade.
And what if someone who is theoretically immortal puts you on? You're just fine. Once a year, you take a decade. Hold on.
I just
on.
Look
That's...
at Lumos as far as, like, what are we made of?
You guys are a mix of Nyx and Return. You guys are not completely returned, but you're not completely dead either.
Hey, I've got a quick question. Returned don't have a lifespan, do they?
I was thinking the same thing.
I don't know. I've never... I'm not... I haven't... Obviously, you guys haven't lived long enough
Can we
for
ask
me
the
to
ring?
Know.
Have you ever had a returned host?
The ring just looks up blankly and says, "Stop."
Oh, okay.
Please.
I'm gonna repeat the same thing.
Put me on.
Yeah.
I'm begging you.
Put you on if
Can I
you
do like
take
a...
not a decade.
As you say
I
that,
would put it on
you
too,
hear just
but...
Skeeve go, just go.
What?
As
what
do
you
say? He broke another glass while you guys were debating.
Okay.
And three shadows appeared.
I look at Durgesh.
You know, I don't know. Let's think about it for
Durgesh,
a second.
You are first to act.
We've got more things to kill here.
Let's focus
on
other things.
We'll get to...
You are first to act. What do? You see these three shadows make their way towards you.
I fucking clock their ass.
All right, go crazy.
Okay, I am going to go ahead and use another fighting spirit to give two of my hits here advantage. And I'm going to try and hit these guys.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
these will also be fancy attacks of the great variety.
Oh, sick.
Super great varieties.
Super great variety.
Super great variety pack.
Okay. Super great
That is
super
awesome.
Super
21
mega.
21.
Super.
And an 18.
Nice.
A 21, 18. Those hit.
All right. Perfect.
There's a real strong chance you just call it a day right here.
21 for the first hit.
That's like two hit or damage?
Damage.
Okay.
Oh, wait. No, that's wrong. Is it 21 plus? Okay, that's 22 damage for the first one.
One dies.
And then 23 damage for the second one.
And it dies.
Cool.
Oh, damn.
You see another one. You see afterward, one of them is going to go and is going to attack Durgesh.
No.
He's going to fucking try.
No.
No.
Does a 17 hit you?
Nope.
No?
Nope.
Oh, dang. Nope. That would have been real bad if he hit you. So, good. You see it tries to snag you. However, it does not. It can't seem to take hold as you are
now,
wringling it away.
Why would it have been bad if it hit me? Answers.
You also feel a whoosh swarm by you. With that, it is Skeeve's turn. Skeeve is going to shoot it. It's like, you.
We're using old initiative.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It Skeeve hits, blows his thing to pieces.
Damn.
Boom. And it's gone.
Fucking
great
Skeeve.
Job, guys.
The ring is still pleading. Halt. Please.
What can you do about this whole time situation? Can we change that a little? Can you just work that down a little bit?
Stop.
I'd like to negotiate.
Before you put me on,
I know who
I confer
for sure
the following powers
on
my wearer.
Immortal.
Invisibility. Haste. Immunity to charms. Fly once per day. Detect magic. And one wish.
Do any of you actually care about this
you
ring?
You know what I just realized?
Yeah.
Phoebe's lived forever.
Can Phoebe put on the ring?
I look at Phoebe.
Phoebe shrugs her shoulders.
Well, I feel like Phoebe'd put on the ring, and then as soon as Phoebe dies...
Yeah, that might be an issue.
Yep.
She could die.
Yeah. So how about this? Do we actually care about this ring, yes or no?
I mean, that sounds like a lot of really cool stuff.
But 10 years.
Every year, 10 years?
Is it a full 365 after, or...
Every year,
my dad
I take away
be,
a decade.
At which interval? Like, as soon as I put you on?
As soon as you put me on,
to be really
that's going
to
be day one. And
that's
then
day one.
And then I've got X amount of time until it actually happens, or do you start with that?
You have a year, and then I'll take it. This is a lot of questions. Stop before you put
apology.
Me on. I confer the following powers upon my wearer.
Let's just
invisibility.
Leave this fucking thing. Let's
I think
just...
I'm going to...
You want it?
Durgesh, I think I'm going to grab it.
You know what? Just go for it. It's yours.
I pick it up.
It's not even my colors.
Sus check? Insight check? Connect.
Yeah. Do you have like an identify?
I have detect magic.
Do you want to detect it?
10 minutes.
Go ahead and roll me a d12.
In the meantime,
yeah,
Skeeves.
Oh, yeah. Skeeves shoots another one. That's fair. He would do that.
Two? Not great, but it's better than one.
Two? You're okay.
Yeah. We're okay.
Oh.
You smell it?
No.
Skeeves
shoots another one, and oh my gosh.
Fucking Skeeve.
Skeeve. Oh boy. Skeeve shoots one, and like this gray ooze pops out.
Oh.
Right behind Skeeves is Cyrenesis. Cyrenesis is going to cast her spiritual weapon again.
Oh, damn.
At this point, Cyrenesis is like, Skeeves, please stop. Please stop. We don't need any more.
Chill, Skeeves. Chill.
Chill, Skeeves. Chill. Wait,
so the door opened?
The door did open. She tried the key. She tried it, but
okay.
She's going to take care of business first.
Got you. Good. Thank you.
Good. Yes.
Good. You got this. You got this.
She's going to roll the hit. Oh. She misses. She does hit. She does hit. I'm so sorry.
Nice.
She might be able to actually knock
go
it out
off,
in one go.
Go off.
She does damage to it. She does 8 damage to it. And she's... But it's still standing. Durgesh, it's your turn.
All right, perfect. I'm going to go and it's an ooze, you said?
Oh, I'm so sorry. Actually, it's Mr. Hallstrom. I'm so sorry.
Never mind. I'm not going to do anything. It's an ooze, you said?
It's an ooze.
Okay.
It's an ooze.
Has it been?
No, we 10 minutes passed, yeah. Shit, what do I fucking do? Can I...
You got, like, Toll of the Dead or something? Or...
Oh, right. It just took damage, absolutely. I'm going to Toll the Dead. Make a wisdom save, please. Beat 17.
I'm going to be real. If this beats 17, it 19 on the die, I'm going to be so pressed. It got a 6, thank God.
Okay, so that'll be 2d12.
Nice.
10 and 6, no. 16 necrotic damage.
Wait, nice.
It's dead. It dies. Cool. Skeev shoots another one.
Put on the ring.
You put on the ring?
I put on the ring.
Sweet. You feel this power like flow through you. And the ring is just like, thank you, wielder.
Now immediately take it off. That's what I was gonna do if no one cared. I was gonna put it on and take it off.
And then Skeev's eyes go green. 12,000 credits worth of jewelry just falls from one of the spheres.
Good find, Skeev.
However, in it,
a key. Oh no!
A wind picks up.
It's a sphere of annihilation. Get out now. Step away.
It is.
That's my guess. I don't know.
It is an air elemental.
Oh, okay.
Super salty.
That's a lot better.
Super mad. Skeev shot it, so that means it's Serenesis' turn. Serenesis is like, you have got to be joking me.
Skeev, chill.
Skeev is just saying, but there could be money in here.
There was money in there.
Exactly.
He was totally
then
justified.
Then you should be co-signing with me. But of course, Durgash, all you hear is and just like waving the guns up in the air.
Skeev, why? That's all I say.
Skeev is like going. Serenesis is going to roll once again. I need to see if that hits.
Hold. Thumbs up.
Beautiful. Uh-huh. Oh, it does hit. Sweet.
Nice. Good job, Skeev.
No, Skeev did not hit
that
the thing.
That
Serenesis hit
my
it.
My bad.
Hey. She only does super minimal damage, but it's okay.
Better than nothing.
She strikes across it, and it rears back, but it is ready to attack. However, Mr. Hall, it is your turn.
Think I would have used my... Yeah, I'm going to use my bonus action. Wait, it just took damage, right?
It did.
Yeah, so I'm going to bonus action cast Magic Stone and main attack. Make a con... Sorry, not a con save. A wisdom saving throw, because I'm going to cast Toll the Dead.
Wiz save?
Let's go.
Wiz save.
Let's go, baby. 17?
That passes, just...
No.
Oh, the DC is 17, yes. Sorry.
He did roll 17, though.
Okay, yeah.
Plus, minus?
Plus zero.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, natty on the die.
What's the magic
and then
stone
I cast
do?
Magic Stone. That's for Phoebe to throw when it's her turn.
Okay.
But I don't know exactly.
Oh, okay.
I think she's before me in the order.
Yep. No, she was a 19.
Yep.
She was. Durgash, top of the round.
Woo! Can I hit air?
Yeah.
I'm going to try and hit this air.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, 26, and then a nat 1. Which I have inspiration, so I'm going to use my inspiration to reroll that.
Hey, hey.
I've rolled another nat 1. Fuck.
Oh, that's ouchies, bro.
That is ouchies.
Can I just, let's roll the
So
damage
roll the damage
first. And then we'll get
Can
to,
we enjoy
we'll
that
get,
moment
we'll
first,
get, we'll
please?
Get the, yeah, dude, go crazy.
Oh.
Isn't it great, though? No,
I didn't say it.
Damn.
So, no, I know.
Oh, you have to call that each time.
Yeah, you have to call it.
Damn.
It's like sharpshooter.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
If I like, you know, if I roll really well and just say I'm gonna do it, it doesn't quite. It's
fair enough.
It's not
also
as
be
honest.
Really unfair. Yeah.
That's 10 damage.
10 damage.
Yeah.
You strike into it, big slash. You cut through just like you trained before. You feel that resistance. The second time, you fully don't, and. As that happens, you fall prone. And how much damage is is your how much damage is your sword?
How much credit it's a D8. Fell?
Jewelry worth 12,000. Is it D8?
Yeah. D8
plus a D6.
Plus a D6
plus your strength?
7.
So
that's actually really good.
I get a bonus because it's a heavy weapon. It's plus okay, 5 so plus up. Half my dex.
I'm sorry. Or half my so what is it? Is it you said a D8?
Yep. D8 D6 plus 7.
Okay.
Wait, you're taking your own damage?
I don't know. I rolled a nat one.
Oh, right.
You rolled two nat ones, King.
Well, I rolled... It's only the end result.
You rolled two nat ones.
Fuck. Just
this,
fuck,
this
man.
Is not even...
You take 25 damage as you literally impale yourself with your own sword.
I'm gonna unscarred resilience that
You
bitch.
Go, you... You... Super Tetanus comes
and
back
And I rolled
for,
another fucking one.
What
you,
the
super
fuck?
Super Tetanus comes back for another no. second, and you...
No. Do you
stab
have any
yourself.
Important roles?
You stab yourself, and longer, it just yeah, you just oh, it absolutely biffs you. You just get biffed.
Fuck. Ouch.
Phoebe's turn.
Ooh, yeah. Phoebe's turn.
Ouchie.
The air elemental is still in here, right?
Yeah, it's fucking pissed off.
Bludgeoning damage would affect this magical bludgeoning damage.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, Phoebe's just gonna go for a magic stone. That'll be 23 to hit.
That will absolutely hit.
And then. That is 8 bludgeoning damage for
good. Me. All right, you're making chunks into this air elemental. It's pissed off. It's going to
fuck.
Everyone make a strength save.
Oh fuck, gust of wind, huh? Or at least I think.
Oh, it's Skeeve.
Strength save.
Oh my god, Serenice and Skeeve need to go.
Strength save. Serenice
and Skeeve need to
Phoebe
also.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
Did pretty good, yeah.
Nice. That's good stuff.
Strength, though, right?
Yeah.
So I got a combo 20, Phoebe minus 2. So Phoebe got a 15.
Does anything happen because I'm prone?
I'm going to say you roll this with disadvantage.
Okay. Yeah. No, that tracks. That tracks.
Okay. Serenesis is okay. Skeeves is also good.
Nice, nice.
However, I believe it's only...
Did a 15 pass?
Hold up. I'm just trying to see.
Yeah.
Oh. You take half of this.
Who?
Everybody.
Everybody takes half.
Everybody's going to take half. 15.
I don't.
15.
Do, I
you take.
A,
hold up.
13, 17. By the way.
You take 8. Yeah, that passes.
Okay, perfect.
You take. Everyone takes 8 bludgeoning damage. As it cyclones out.
And that's already halved, right?
Yeah, that's already halved.
Damn. Phoebe, poof.
Phoebe poofs away. Phoebe goes,
oof.
Yeah.
However, it is Skeeve's turn. Skeeve, eyes on the money, still
give it
going.
To him. Give
still
it to
going.
Him.
Let's see. He shoots another one. It opens up, and a little bottle with this weird liquid just drops down, and then another key. But you can probably tell that this was a false key because you already found the true one. Skeeve, though. Serenesis is like, we need to leave. We need to just, like, let's kill
this
thing.
All those credits on the ground. Like, we're fine.
Skeeve, we just, I can't, we need, can we not be here anymore? This is ridiculous. We're trying to save the world.
Just Skeeve, hold off. Let us kill this thing, then let's shoot more.
Are you rolling a D12?
I'm rolling a D20. You know how vile it'd be if I did?
Oh, yeah.
That'd be so funny.
I wonder sometimes. Yeah, we can leave. Let's pick up this big pile of credits, so that was actually like a windfall for us.
Serenesis is just shaking her head and goes,
how
you know,
much was it?
We're already here. 12, this money 12, is on 000? The way, Serenesis. I promise.
Can I just like take a cut of 2,000 of that?
Well, you guys are still in combat.
We just shove it in a bag, man. Just shove it in a bag. It could all be yours. I don't care.
Serenesis is cutting down this air elemental. She's like, I'm just going to do this by myself at this rate. Just fully going.
I'm last in the order. I can't do
yes, that is true. However, give me 1 second. 15 doesn't hit you, Durgash, right?
Nope.
Okay. Yeah, you should keep feeling wind by you.
I'm afraid.
With that, though, Mr. Hall, it's your turn. Bottom of the initiative.
The wind elemental's still there?
Yes. It's looking pee healthy, so.
Whatever. Pee healthy?
Yeah.
Well.
The ring is like.
If you wish to use my power,
yeah,
it is yours now forever.
Huh? What, you got anything for air elementals?
Stop! Before you put me on.
I already put
him on. I confirm the powers, invisibility, haste, immunity to charms, fly once per day, detect magic, and
Can
one
we
wish.
All I still hear this?
Yeah, everyone hears it. The brain talks.
I already put it on.
I know, but I'm just reiterating.
Ooh. Oh, okay. Well, I'm not going to wish for this, so I'm just going to attack Green Flame Blade.
Go crazy.
Yeah, that's not going to hit 11.
It will not.
No. Then I use my movement to waddle away.
Waddle away where?
I'm probably going to take an opportunity attack, but leave the room.
You leave the room?
Yes.
Okay.
Am I going to take an opportunity attack?
Or? Yes, you will.
Okay.
It's going to make a slam attack against you.
All right. All right.
With what?
18 on the die plus
Silvery
8.
Barbs.
Huh? Oh, shit. Silvery barbs. Matt Kings. 14.
14 will not hit. I've got
no.
The shield.
Crazy.
And
let's
then I give
go.
Durgash an advantage on whatever he does next.
Durgash, it's Durgash's turn anyway.
Get the fuck over here, you piece of wind.
Freaking wind.
I'm gonna slash it twice. That is a 19. And then I'm gonna roll and do a great weapon
okay.
fighting thing. That is a 14.
A 14 will not hit, but a 19 will.
Okay, yeah, I thought so.
Damn.
Worth it. I'm just getting so many fucking ones on these goddamn die.
But you did declare a great weapon. No?
But I missed that.
Not for the first one. Yep.
My bad.
Yep. So that is 13 damage.
13 damage.
And I'm going to use my bonus action to second wind.
Mm-hmm.
Regaining some HP.
Phoebe's gone. It is going to be its turn. First off, let's just see. Okay, does not get that back. It's going to slam against you, Durgash. Twice. Does a 21 hit you?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, it does.
And then a synth 20 as well?
Yes.
All right. 13 plus 9 is 22. You take 22 points of bludgeoning damage.
Oof.
As it slams twice into you. Boom, boom. Skeeve, finally realizing the situation is a little bit more dire, is going to sneak attack and is going to strike. Hits. I'll roll these. 2, 3. Ooh. Oh, my gosh.
Go, Skeeve.
Go, Skeeve.
Go, Skeeve.
I know.
Go Skeeve.
He did. Hold up. Skeeve's is... Yeah. He does 24 points of damage.
Oh,
as yeah.
Boy.
He just shoots. He's like, you just hear that. And Cyrenesis is like, see, this is what I'm talking about. Cyrenesis, however, is seeing you and is going to cast a first level cure wounds.
Who?
To Durgash. And she gets to add, I believe it's, so she's
it's 1d8 two, plus
two, yes it's
cure
three,
wounds.
Three,
spell
five.
Cast mod 3, 5
yeah 8 so she adds 8 to this
ooh
12 points of back
hey
12 and she's gonna bonus action the spiritual weapon to attack again.
That's gotta be close to max, dude. I think she rolled max on that.
She, just for our mechanic heads at home, she is a life cleric.
Ah, so okay, I see.
Yeah. She's kind of running through it. Sure. She's going to run through it. She's also going to attack again. Rolls an 11. 11 plus 8. 19. Yeah, she hits. She rolls. She's not rolling great on there. But she does 7 damage. This guy is not looking close. He's close to death. He's not looking great, though. However, it is... Skeeves or knees. Mr. Hall, it's your turn.
All right. Yeah, I'm going to just toll the dead from a distance. I'm going to grab a little card, and I'm going to flick it. Make a wisdom save, please.
17, yeah.
17, yeah.
Why?
He rolled a 5.
Nice.
That's cocked. All right, that'll be 7 necrotic damage.
7 necrotic? So close. Gang, so close. Durgash, it's your turn.
Thank God you said that. I almost action surged on this bitch.
Shouldn't have said anything.
F, bro.
I know.
Should have said anything. Not, this like wind is like wavering. It's like
this wind.
Bro. Yeah, so I'm going to go ahead and attack this guy twice.
That is F. A, yeah, I don't know about the home chief.
13 and a 14.
To hit?
Yeah.
Miss.
Fuck.
It's turn.
Damn. You know what? No, I'm going to action surge still.
Okay. I believe it is.
Okay, yeah, that is the lowest I got was a 20 to hit. So
both
hit, I'm assuming.
Wait, which one was it? What was it?
20.
20?
Yeah. The other one was way more than that.
Yeah. Yeah, that hits.
Oh my god, the ones on the 8 is
damn.
It keeps happening.
Fuck.
27 damage.
27 damage?
Yes.
It dies. You kill it. It's like, thank God. Thank God it's like dead.
I immediately free action to Skeeve. All right, we got the money. Now let's go.
And not all of it. How as many? He shoots the rest. There's.
Oh my God.
I you know it's kind of
all
so,
right. Shoot the rest.
Kind of the move.
There's one sphere that he shoots. That has nothing.
Nothing.
There is. He shoots another. It's another data pad falls out.
Okay. Yep. Plug it under the shield.
It's a spell scroll of hold person.
Okay.
And then the last one, what's it called? The last one, it is 600, it's gems worth 600 credits.
Oh.
So, pretty good. And then false key. And you guys make your way back. The only other way to go is left.
Or from our perspective, right.
Right.
Correct. You're absolutely, Fair enough. You guys see a door in front of you.
Ooh.
What do you guys do?
Cool. I am keeping an eye out for a trap, you motherfucker. I see that look.
Go ahead and roll me a d12.
A d12. Okay. Yeah.
You're
I got,
rolling it
I,
this time. You got this.
Seven.
Okay. You're
seven.
Okay.
That looks awfully like seven. A one sometimes.
A wind brushes by.
Oh, I bet it's another wind elemental. That's my guess.
Hey, check your shit. We have to remember, there was a fucking invisible person.
There was.
If someone steals our fucking shit, I'm going to be mad. Do I have, I'm going to check.
Worst.
Do I have everything
that's
on me?
The worst.
Has anything disappeared? No? Okay, cool. I'm going to fucking tighten my bags. I'm going to tighten.
Skeeve is already like triple checking his locks. He's like, oh my goodness.
I will take 2,000 of those fucking credits right now. Just because.
Oh, yeah. Take 2,000 for sure.
Just for my personal bank.
Number here. 10,000. Okay. What I'm going to do is cast light and investigate.
You go down the hallway to the door. You open the door up.
Can I like put my ear up to the door first?
Yeah. Go ahead and give me a perception check.
Okay. That's a 3.
A 3? Silence.
No. Let me listen to this.
Yeah, Durgash, take point.
Slap
your ass.
Slap the ass real quick.
Yeah.
Perception, right?
Yeah.
That's a nat 20. And there's nothing fucking. It's just a door.
It's just a door.
God, damn it.
I wish I could reward you better, but I fully can't. You hear the like the small hum of something.
Is there still water all over the floor?
Yeah, water's all over the floor everywhere.
Theoretically, maybe that might help us figure out if someone who
walks in
is invisible. Yeah, so.
I throw the light card in
17 passive
into the center of the room,
into this room. You open it up.
I throw the light card in.
Five mechanical golems are clustered against the north wall. Each number has one on it, has a number on his chest. 5, 7, 9, and 13. Number five says, one of us does not belong with the others. If you pick it out, it will serve you. The others will allow you passage. If you pick the wrong one, you have 60 seconds. You pick the wrong one, we will kill you. You have 60 seconds.
Which one of you is the right one?
57913.
Hold up. Give me 1 second. Let me, before I need to.
I think this is like a number pattern.
5, 7, 9, 11, and 13.
11 and 13.
5, 7, 9, 11, 13.
Okay.
You have 60 seconds.
Is there any? I want to just look around the room. Is there anything? Any sort of clues, hints?
Nope. They're all just bunched up
they're
there.
They're bunched up there.
Did they respond to my question?
Nope.
Okay.
Investigation check.
I think I've got the better investigation.
Yeah, I'll help you, and I slap your ass again.
Okay, cool. All right, that is a 22.
22. There's nothing wrong. One of them just doesn't belong.
Even just looking at them, like there's...
They're all identical except for the numbers.
All right, guys, get ready to fight these Lumos, things, because I'm just going
to... And I ask Lumos to do an investigation check.
Scan them.
Scan them. They all are identical. I don't
know. Insight check, then.
There's
That's
maybe,
my next...
Hey, maybe there's this... No, I don't know.
Skeeve goes, 9!
Yeah, no, Skeeve, I'm on the same page with you.
I believe you, Skeeve.
Did he get it? Did 9? Does he just get a servant now?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
The golems say, "You have answered the riddle correctly. One of us shall serve you." Go ahead and roll. Just roll an insight check. Roll an insight check.
Fucking 18.
Skeeve didn't fucking know. He guessed. 15.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
God damn it.
Yeah.
Lumos, after like scanning and actually having time to think, it makes sense. Only one. 9 is the only one that's not a prime number.
Oh, prime
5,
numbers.
7, 9, 11, and 13. Those are all prime numbers, meaning they can't be divisible by anything besides themselves, except for 3. 9, because can divide by 3.
Whack. I didn't think of it like that.
You know, but, I got the moon thing. I'm pretty proud of myself for that.
I would have gotten 0 for 0. So.
Yeah.
But on the bright side, you now have a flesh golem homie that's just with you.
A flesh golem?
It's a mechanical golem, but yes, it's made out of flesh.
To be specifically... We don't, but he does.
Yeah, but he serves your party.
Skeeve's here with us.
Skeeve's, yeah.
Yeah. And then the other ones, they all dap all of you up, and then they just, like, turn off.
Oh, sweet.
Okay. Well, yeah. Sick. Sick. I didn't know they were chill like that.
Yeah, really.
Damn.
Well, you answered their riddle. They're just like, I didn't know. That was them being like,
that was a great guess, Skeeve.
Skeeve was like, I totally knew what I was doing. And you just hear them just go, Yeah. You walk up the stairs and you see a short flight of stairs leads to a dry corridor. And I'm clear that it's dry because there's you took steps up.
Of an iron golem. Damn it.
Just around the corner is a turnstile.
Like a turnstile door?
Yeah, like a turnstile door.
Oh my gosh.
How do you go through it?
Is that one of the is that like the elf door?
Yeah,
you know, the one that
those
just
spinny
goes
one.
Spinny ones.
Yeah,
yo, send the golem first.
it walks
Skeeve, what send the golem first.
Do you pick Skeeve just goes and points and the golem goes to the left and it's just not budging?
Skeeve, have it go through the right side. It's too
oh
big.
Actually wait, no, you said go through the right side.
Yeah,
it goes. It moves through.
Okay.
All right. Hey, guys. Oh, I follow.
Looks like just another door, but it was just the turnstile. Yeah,
it can only move counterclockwise, so I had to, like, do it into my head.
Oh, better safe than sorry. Yeah.
Good job.
Now,
I tried to listen to the first door, and that was
go ahead and roll me another D12.
You got this.
I got this one. I definitely got this one. 12.
Nice.
12. Chilling.
We're good.
You guys
we're
okay. Okay.
We're okay.
You guys are okay. The door opens onto a stone platform in a large natural cave. Opposite in the entrance is a distance is another stone platform. Between them, a series of wooden discs suspended from the ceiling by massive steel chains. The cave floor seems to be covered by a pool of boiling mud. So I'm going to show you what this looks like. So remember in the playground and stuff, you know, when you had...
It's the jumpy things.
Yeah, the jumpy
skippy
things.
Stones.
The skippy stones, right? So these are just being suspended in the air from the top, right?
Okay.
However, this place, as soon as you open the door, it's hot. It's very hot in here. You feel the burning sensation of hot air blowing in your face.
Oh.
Two spots in the mud are geysers.
Okay.
Each, however, in order to make it across, it's approximately 90 feet away. First things, yeah.
Well,
cool.
I'm just going to, I think we'll take it one at a time, but I'm just going to, whoever's going first, dap him up or slap Durgesh on the ass.
I feel like I'd guidance. Be best to go and try this one first.
I slap Durgesh on the ass.
Yeah.
All right. Everyone, go ahead and make a deck save.
Everyone?
Everybody.
All, okay.
17.
17.
17.
All right.
17.
Everyone pretty much passes. No one. You guys only take.
Pretty much.
One fire damage.
All right.
From just being in the room?
Just being in the room. Yeah, but who's going first?
Never mind. We're just speed run. Speed run.
Go for it.
I go for it.
All right. Go and make an athletics check.
22.
All right, you make the first one. Keep going.
The first one?
Yeah. There's 9 of these things.
9 in a fucking row. 20.
20? Okay.
10.
You make a dex save.
4.
D4 to that?
Oh, shit. Well, I mean,
that one might be a little too far gone.
Go ahead. What is it? Roll the D4. Go ahead.
That's a 6 total.
6 total?
6 total.
Okay. You know.
Shit.
Okay. 1.
9 total. Like.
Holy moly. Well, the thing is, I could resummon Phoebe and then cast guidance on you for each one of them.
Yeah, I guess. No, that would work. That would work.
That costs no spells whatsoever.
That would be good, actually. Yeah.
Or just like what, every time you use it,
you take 43 points of damage as you fall into the the boiling mud below.
Now,
if that happens again,
you're in there.
Yeah, I'm still in
there.
You're
still
in there.
Yeah,
I will also say, as you fall 50 feet. So that's 5d6, unless you want to use a reaction for Featherfall.
I don't have Phoebe to touch him with a reaction.
No, it's fine. I'm okay.
Phoebe dead right now.
Oh, damn. Not good.
Did you do more than 14 damage?
Yes.
Did you do more than 81 damage?
I did not.
Okay, cool. Then I'm still up.
You're still up, but you're starting in the boiling lava.
Wait, is that like a... You went down? Resistive.
Yeah, I went down and now I'm up again.
Okay.
But
I need to get you out of there.
I realistically only have one shot to get out of here.
I've got a plan.
All right. I think it'll be okay. What do you do, Vishal?
So
you see him. You see him jump to the first one, and it's fine. But you're like, you give a thumbs up. You jump to the second one, you're fine. But then that third one.
I mean, and granted, I'm assuming I'm gonna take damage when I start my next turn.
And then you try to grab the ledge, and it just like, boom, hits, and you just.
So here's my plan, and
it's like a wipeout.
Yeah, it's
like
it's literally wipeout.
The fucking balls.
You know what? I think this is a great opportunity. How cool would it be if, right? And the scene I'm imagining is, I think, 22 Jump Street, where Channing Tatum and Jonah Hill are falling out of the plane, and he screams something cool and throws the grenade up into the helicopter, right? Here's what I think Mr. Hall does, is he is going to, like, his instinct pushed him to earlier, but now he sees Durgesh in this. He's going to jump down, cast Featherfall on himself as he's falling. The moment he is able to touch Durgesh, he's going to dimension door up to the platform on the other side.
The other side?
Yes.
I think that's pretty cool. I will say, go ahead and roll. You need to beat a, I'll say a 12.
A 12?
Because it's pretty. It's for a cool token. It's on the tamer side, and also it tracks.
Okay. Natural 20.
A nat 20?
On a roll of cool, man.
Oh my god, that's amazing.
Can I not spend spell slots?
You will not spend any spell slots. Thank god. As a matter of fact, as this happens, Durgash, you go and you're just like falling, right? And you just land in this boiling mud. It burns. It singes. However, Mr. Hall, you go, you jump.
That's not cool.
That's not cool. You grab his hand.
I grab Durgash's
hand. And you dimension door completely to the other side. However, with the dimension door, it stays open just long enough for everyone else to hop with a natural 20.
So they have 20, to like jump down.
Okay. And then you know what? Fly out. Yeah, just like the
oh, like portal.
Yeah, like the portal. Portal style.
Hell yeah.
So everyone falls out and jumps through.
Freaking awesome.
Yes. Everyone.
I'm going to take a moment to.
In here?
No.
We're going to take a moment to exit the room.
We're going to take a moment to exit the room. And then I immediately cast Life Transference to Undergash.
Life Transference? Yep. You see that Serenesis also casts a second level Cure Wounds. She's going to go...
Okay. 12, 8... So 20 times 2 is 40 healing for Durgash.
You get 13 points from Serenesis.
And then I'm going to cast Cure Wounds on myself. I'm going to use 2 level 1 slots. So that'll be 13, 26 for myself.
Okay, I'm doing okay, kid.
Not and I'm great, back to good.
Not great, but okay.
Sick.
And
could be do you need more? How you're like half right now, right?
I could do another 30.
Yeah, easy. Let me just subtract some spell slots here. I use 2 level 1s for that. And then I'm using my not final. I still have some font slots.
Your reserved slots.
This is going through the normal reserves, kind of, sort of. Cast Life Transference again. Oh, that's a good roll. So that's 14 plus 4. 18. 18 times 2 is 36.
Nice. Yep, that gets me up.
You go and you make your way down the hall and you see a door in front of you.
I go ahead and I open the door.
You open the door. The door opens into an area of utter blackness. And you hear, "Who disturbs my slumber?" As you see a woman dressed with a red corset, tattered jeans, or tattered, like ripped jeans, knee pads, and violently pale skin. An elven woman with a white streak in her hair and a white streak in her black raven hair. And Durgash, this terrible feeling in your stomach, as without even having to roll, you know that this woman is a vampire. And that is where we're going to end our session, folks.
Oh, my goodness.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for tuning in. If you like the show, please rate it 5 stars. If you like it, join our Discord. Speaking of Discord, David, what could they find on there?
You could find a couple different things. You know, we've got memes. We've got different places to just talk. We've got things that you can't see, such as, you know what? You don't get to know that. And also just like a place where I'm putting like stuff for world building. All that good stuff.
Sick. And for our socials, which you can also find, Paul.
Check out our TikTok at Official Fun Show. Our Instagram also at Official Fun Show. We're doing an interactive D&D session for anybody who's willing to comment in there. And then you can check out...
Hold on. Tell me more about this interactive D&D experience.
So in each episode, we cover a word in the dictionary, and we use that word to help influence the world that our characters are playing through. There's a sword-swallowing human named Sam, a bongo-playing dragonborn named Joshua, and a pet rock.
And you're correct me if I'm wrong, you're DMing this entire experience through social media and through the interactions on there.
Fire. You
know? Once people start interacting, yes, it will be entirely through interactions. Until then, though, I'm going to keep rolling die for it.
Sick.
And the die will tell
the best story.
The best story. And you can check out Official Fun Show! Exclamation mark on YouTube. We stream every so often now, and that's been a really cool thing. You can check this one out on the stream. Believe it or not, that means you get your episodes early if you want to catch up or get up to date. If you can't handle waiting for the next episode, check out the live stream. There's a couple extra episodes there for you.
Shoosh, yeah.
Shoosh, shoosh.
Gang, sheesh. Any plugs?
I gotta say, plug the dungeon. This dungeon that we're going through has been fucking awesome, dude.
Yeah, anal.
Plug the dungeon.
Got him.
I hate that. I hated that, bro. I didn't need that. I didn't need that at all.
The fun show.
Damn it.